Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Beis Omid Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Simon Tof Reish Mem Hei, dealing with the halachos of lulav. We get on the very top line, Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Niktam Rosho, if the top part of the lulav is cut off, the Hainu Sheniktamu Rov Heolin Heolyonim. Definition of being cut off at the top means that the majority of the leaves of the lulav at the top have been cut off. So the Mechaber says, Pasul, this is a Pasul of lulav. A lot to be said about this. And again, with many of these discussions, the diagrams in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah, as well as in other Sfarim, are critically helpful to understand what is going on. And we start with the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chavav, where he tells us the Elyonim Nikra, what is considered the top leaves being Nikdemu, Rova Olim Elyonim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Osun Shigvoim in Ashedra Ulamala, those that are above the top of the spine. The spine is the backbone of the lulav, and then you have the leaves growing out of it. So at some point, you no longer have spine, you just have the leaves going up. That's the part that flaps around on the lulav when you shake it. And the shir hakitum, the amount that has to be cut off, lo nizkar b'shulchan aruch, it's not mentioned in shulchan aruch, and it's a question, im dafka kishniktam harov shel kol ole, does it have to be the majority of each leaf, or afilu b'mitzasa, or even part of it, but if it's the majority of the leaves. And he says, "Ainu l'bush shemach medafilu b'mitzasim." Even if it's only part of each leaf, v'yesh me'achronim shemafak v'inzeh. There are those that disagree with this l'bush. V'nei mechaber lo zochar lechalek bein ole emtzoy liyeser ha'alin. The mechaber did not feel it important that you should differentiate between the middle leaves versus the other leaves. And he says, "Ainu the bir halacha for this discussion further." If you look in the Dibra Maskel Rov Ha'olin, the Chofetz Chaim writes in the bir halacha that this is the opinion of the Bach, the Taz, and the Vilna Gaon, who say, like this Lavush, that it means that Rov means the majority, mi mispar ha'olim ha'oyonim hagvom min ha'shedra. The simple understanding is it has to be the majority of the leaves that are growing above the spine of the lulav, and that's called the Rosh HaLulav. And it's also clear from the Taz and the Vilna Gaon that according to this opinion, Ein Yisron Le'olim Ho'emtzoyim Binyan Zeh, there is no advantage to state this is more in existence for the middle leaves versus the other leaves. And the Ramah, in the name of the Magid Mishnah, however, disagrees. And he says, as we pointed out, that the shear of Ketim Lo Nizkar B'Shulchan Aruch, the amount that has to be cut off, is not listed in Shulchan Aruch. And according to the Levush, it's Mashma D'Shur M'Choshu, any amount is considered significant. And that is based upon the Rosh, that writes, "Vetzorach lomar the niktam rosho, myri beniktam rosh rov ha'olim." It means that the majority of the leaves, v'rosho shokolol, and the head, the top part of each leaf, that is the requirement. And then the Chafetz Chaim goes into much more detail about this ayin and the rest of this bir halacha. Now we said it's pasul mishnah berurah siv katan chav zayin because the ayin is a hadar, because it's not considered hadar, and therefore it's pasul. Now go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagah v'im niktam he'oleh ha'elyon ho'im tzoyi shel ha'shedra." If the middle leaf is cut off, so then that makes it pasul in and of itself. It brings down the name, as we pointed out, from the Bir Halacha in the Magid Mishnah and also in the Ran. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Ches explains that this is the opinion of the Taz and the Gra, and the Ramah adds la'hachmir kidas harav ha'magid v'Ran, as we just pointed out. That middle leaf that is above the spine, for example, you have three leaves that are above the spine, and the middle one, only the middle one is the one that we would say is called the Rosh HaLulav, and if that middle one, even though the other two are not, that middle one, puzzle, then it would be no good. And he says, look at the Vilna Gaon, Ayin Adir Agra, the Mashma Minei, it seems that the Vilna Gaon's opinion is Shemetzadi Lahoros Kein Lalochik Ramah, that he does pass like the Ramah, Vafilu Niktimo Ha'ola Hazos B'choshu, and if any amount of this middle leaf is cut off, he would say it is possible. Mishma Bursiv Katan Chavtes, Ha'ola Ha'yon Ha'mtsoi B'chule, he says, V'im Kolo Ha'lula B'shtei Tiyomos, if the Lulav tapers up at the top and ends off with two middle leaves, V'niktimo Rak Achas Min, and only one of them is broken, and you can see a diagram of this in Dershu footnote number 49. So then, after the Ishlahakov, maybe in this situation it could be Mekel, the Chayim Mitzadi, the Sefer Bikur Yaakov, and this opinion of the Bikur Yaakov as well, Ayin Shom, and you can look at Dershu footnote number 51 for more details about the Bikur Yaakov's opinion. Back to the Ramah says, V'davko de'ikacher. When do we say that this lulav is possible? That's assuming you have another lulav. However, Avol Ileka Acher. If you don't have another lulav, then you can actually use this. He brings down the Mordechai and the Minhagim, that you can actually use this lulav, Ileka Acher, Mevorchin Olav, and actually make a brach on it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed, Ayin and El Yerabba, the Chavana Saramah, the Ramah's intention here is Lahakel to be Makel, Beniktam Oleho Yona, regarding the din of if the top leaf is cut off. Why? Mishum de kama poskim mekilim beikra din, because there are those poskim that say this whole din one can be mekel v'yeshlus moch alayu b'dilek acher, and therefore you can rely upon those more mekel opinions when you have no choice. However, avolo beniktemu rov olam, but that mekel opinion that we're relying upon here cannot be used if most of the leaves have been cut off. The Mishmur further adds v'afilu balo emtsoi, even the middle one. Yei shomim de'en l'hoku, you shouldn't be mekel on the middle one, livruche alayu, to make a bracha on it, unless kiyim beniktam rak miktsos, if only part of it is missing. Avo lo beniktam ruba, but not if most of it is missing. And then, afil b'shasa tchak, you shouldn't make a bracha. And he says, ayin in the bir halacha, go look for further details about this. And you can see this in the bir halacha, dibra maskel, avo ilek achim varchan alav. He says from the Morgan Avram that the opinion here is not so specific, lo dark. The Mordechai koi raka hadas. The Mordechai might be going only on the hadas, as we'll see in Mitzvah, the next siman, Tarfer Ishma and Vav, which we'll get to in a couple of days, but not by the lulav. However, other achorim disagree, and the Miyashiv, the opinion of the Ramah, and these include the El Yerabba, the Bigdei Yesha, the Maimon Mordechai, and others, and they say with the leka acher, you can rely upon these other poskim hamekilim in regards to saying that it's only applicable to the middle leaf itself. Again, go further in this bir halacha for more details. Now we go to the Mechaber Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Nistak, if you have a crack in the upper part of the lulav, so im nisrachaku shnei sedokov zemize, if the part that's cracked and they're far apart from each other, achiniru kishnaim, until it looks like they're actually two leaves, then it would be possible. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, meaning, hainu afilu im lo hayu kein bitolode, even if it wasn't that way when it was growing, rakachach, it only occurred afterwards this split, it's still the same halacha would apply. I realize now that I want to also discuss one more bir halacha, dibra maskel pasul, which goes really on the last sif, so we'll do it real quickly. That which we said, that it's pasul, if it has niktam rov ha'olin, this is a din that's specific to the lulav, and that is the leaves. But by the hados and the arava, we don't consider it niktam rosho unless the actual branch itself is specifically broken. The actual eitz, the stem itself, has to be broken by the hados and the arava for this din to apply there. Okay, back to our sif. We go to the Ramah. Haga v'afilu no nechlekah hatiyomes ha'olyona b'inyan shi'pasal alulav mikoach nechlekah hatiyomes. This din applies that if it's nistak, if it's far apart, it's going to be pasul. So this applies even in a situation where if the tiyomes itself would be what we were looking at. It wouldn't have a psul from the tiyomis itself being nechlecha, but if it's nistak, then this applies as well. The Mishnah explains this in Kut Lamed Beis. Pirish, shelo nistak ha'olam, sorry, this middle leaf, the twinned middle leaf, is not cracked out of shedra, all the way down to the shedra. And afilu nistak rak mitzoso, and even only part of it is cracked. Shemachmas nechlecha tiyomes, in regards to the previous din of nechlecha tiyomes, it wouldn't be applicable to be pasul. Das habriachon shenel pasul. However, in regards to nistak, if it's split in such a way, mikomokum kivishin is rachei vasedik, if it's split apart because of this crack, achinir kishtaim, until it looks like it's two, so then it would be pasul. And v'yeshli zor harbi bezet, and one should be very, very careful with this. Again, there are a lot of Dirshu footnotes over here that are quite technical and deal with many different ramifications or alternate type of settings. I would suggest that people look at them, but we're not going to go through them. Now we go to Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Yeishlo kimin kotzim b'shedraso, if it has some sort of thorns on the spine. And Dirshu footnote number 58 brings down that in this situation, even if you were to take off the kotzim, so Rava Yashiv Zatzal brings down that it would still be pasul. And the reasoning is, Mishum shelulav sheyesh bo kotzim, a lulav that has these thorns on it, hareyu kiminacher. It's as if it was another species and not a kosher lulav species. So the Mechaber tells us that if it has these thorns on it, even if they're removed according to Chazon Ish, or alternatively, oshenitzmas v'nichvatz. What does that mean? So the issue footnote number 59 first has a diagram, and he says, lulav shetiyomoso ha'emtsoyes murkeves me'arbo alim. It's like a W, as he says. And it is grafted in such a way, so to say, that if you open it up, you can see that there really are four. So then, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, as well as Rav Nissen Karlitz, that Zatzal, Shein Lulav Zed Din Lulav Kovutz. That's not considered a dried up Lulav, shrunken Lulav. Elishunidon Kilulav Imshtei Tiomos. And that's considered like it has two middle leaves, the two Tiomos leaves. And if they're split from each other, according to the Shita of the Gonim, Nidon Kinechlecho Atiomos, then that would be considered like it was split. In Begeder, Lulav Shenitzmas V'Nichvatz, the footnote continues and says, how do we define a shrunken or shriveled up Lulav? So he brings out from the Arzarua, Shiniskatsu Tzidei Ha'alim, that the sides of the leaves have shrunken or shriveled up, as if it came base kibble, as if it now has like a base kibble, the nichnesu zelatosa, and it's as if one is going into the other because of this base kibble, this receptacle that you have created. He continues in the next paragraph, and he says, the im guf halulav eno kovetz, if the lulav itself is not shriveled up, the base, elisharak b'roshei ha'alim yesh nikvotim, but only in the top part, it has some folds, and you can see this in the diagram that is next to us in this issue footnote. So then Ravazna Zatzal brings down She'eno Nechshav Kovetz. That's not considered shrunken as well. And this is also the opinion of the Stiplagon. And he adds, Shimroshe Alim Hoyonim Mikubotzim Bikmotim, if they're like folded over on each other, like a chain, Kishal Shelis, Sekosh, that would also be good. And he adds, Sha'af Ein Bazeh She'elo Shal Kofuf, and it's not considered bent, because we're going to discuss in a moment, what about a bent lulav? Because he says, Shekein derech gidulo kachu ve'eno morid mihidura. This is the normal way it grows, and this isn't considered something that removes the hidur aspect, the beauty aspect of it. And Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, he adds, Shein zeh begeder kofuf. He explains also it's not considered bent. Mishum shekol she'eno miskapel kekaftor. If it's not bent over here like a button, harehu ke'ole rogil, then it's considered like a regular leaf. And it's also not going to be possible because of a shrunken lulav, because the poskim don't say so, and we shouldn't be looking for new chumers. So again, the Mechaber has told us that if it has these thorns on it, it's no good, or if it's shriveled or shrunken up, it's no good, or if it's bent forward, it's bowed forward, meaning away from the spine. The spine is considered back, and it's bent away forward. And you can see diagrams of this as well in Dirshu footnote number 61. So it's bent forward in this way, it is not going to be good as well. Why? Shari Shidro Kigav Bal Chato Teres. This is like a humpbacked person. So the spine ends up of the lulav being like a humpback, and therefore it is not harder and it is puzzle. Now, Mishnah Brura Siv Katan Lamed Gimel tells us that if it's Akum, it means it's bent like Kamago, like a scythe or a sickle. And that's based upon the Gemara. And Dirshu foot number 60 brings down that this psul is brought down in the Sefer HaChayim VeHabracha in the name of the Kapus Tmarim, another Sefer, She'ein Hevdel Beinim Hiskoyim Halulav Ba'odo Alo Eitz O Shehiskoyim Rak Le'achah Shenikdav. It doesn't make a difference whether this was naturally bent in this way while it was growing or the bent occurred afterwards. It was crushed somehow in the shipping. Either way, it is no good if it's bent forward, again, opposite the angle from the spine. That's called Okum Lefonov. And the Mishbur explains in Sivkot Lamedalit, Dainu Atzad, Shekeneged Hashedra, opposite the Shedra, Venase Shedroso, Kigav Chato Toros. And therefore, the spine looks like the back of a humpbacked person, a person who's bent over. Mishbur Sivkot Lamed He explains, Senikor B'Shem Zeh, why is it called this like humpbacked person? Yanshu Kishedrosho Behema. This is like the spine of an animal that walks on all fours. Shachulios Vatzlos Mechuboros Ba Mikan Mikan. That the spine and the vertebral columns connecting to the ribs are all attached in this way. Vavzeh Olav Mikan Umikan. So the leaves are seeming to go in different directions. Vemso Cholok Va'ola Kamakel. And the middle part, however, the spine, that seems to go straight up. So therefore, that is not harder, and therefore it is no good. Now, as opposed to, the Mechaber continues, V'chein im nekam le'echod mitzidadav posel. If it's turned to the side, it's also no good. As the Mishnah explains in Sivkot Lamed Vav, Shein Zahadar, because it's also not considered beautiful. There's your footnote number 62 brings down that if you were to go and put it in some sort of a press and straighten it out, so the Sefer Shelos Tshuvos Halachos Ketanos says the lulav is kosher in that situation. And there's also the opinion of the Beis HaShoeva, Shem Misakno, if you were to go and correct the bend, Acheno Nikor Klal, if it's not recognizable that it was once bent, Harei Kosher, it's perfectly good. And there's also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal. So again, if it's bent forward or it's bent sideways, it's no good. But if you could correct it, it would be good. But the Mechaber concludes and he says, Avolim nekam liachorov kosher, if it's bent onto its spine, and you can see a diagram of this in Dershu footnote number 63, that would be good even lechatchila. And the Mechaber continues, he says, Shazohi briyasu, because that's the normal way that a lulav grows. And the Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkotan Lamed Zayin, Shenekam v'nechpach litzad ha-shedra. The normal way that it grows is not straight up, but it's bent back somewhat on the spine, and therefore that is perfectly kosher. However, in the issue footnote number 63, he does bring down the Shari Tshuva in the name of the Chidah and the name of the Machzik Bracha, that one should be careful, Shizor, Shalulav Yeh Yosher Legamre, if at all possible, it should be ideally straight, and it shouldn't be bent even on the spine, which is okay, Lechatrila, but that's not the most beautiful Hadar type of Lulav. And this is also brought down the Sefer Chaim Bracha, who counts along the things of Hidur for the Lulav, that it should be perfectly straight. And he writes, Shia Noa Vahodar Bitoaro Vigidulo, it should be beautiful in shape and in its growth, which means Shia Yoshar Vigidulo, it should be straight, like Kisharvit, like a scepter, Belishum Nitiya, not bent in any way, Vakmumius or other types of bendings, Lechom in Atzadim, to the front or to the sides. Now, the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal is that the Sefer of the Chaim Bracha doesn't mean that you should be posseling it if it's a little bit bent at all. But his kavan is sheish lahadir. You should try to get the most beautiful lulav, which is straight. Not to mean if it's possible, if it's a little bit bent, and especially if it's bent back upon the spine. But he says because of zeh keli vanveyu, we should try to beautify the mitzvahs as much as possible. It should be yosher as much as possible. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was makbid that it should be yosher legamrei b'li shum akmumios. It shouldn't be at all bent. And he said this maila is ikar gadol bihidurei lulav. This is one of the most important hidurim that you can have in the lulav. Finally, in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, brought down the name of the Chazon Ish, that he wasn't concerned if it was bent a little bit, unless it was bent a lot, and in the ways that we mentioned. Otherwise, he wasn't concerned. But the Griz, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik Zatzal, the Brisker Rav, was machbid on the straightness of the lulav, and hoya bodek es yashruso muloi naim. But he didn't measure it out with a tape measure, he would just use his eyes, and if it was straight, according to normal eyes look and appearance, that would be perfectly good. With this, we conclude today's shiur.